Greetings. Felt to talk about delusion. Realizing that after almost 80 years, I'm still adjusting to the fact that what I was told as a child is absolutely untrue. I was brought up with absolutes. Everything that we were told was absolutely so. Scientists know everything about everything. Our teachers passed on everything we needed to know to us. Doctors were really a sort of exalted being that required great respect, and they could cure anything. Backed up by the pharmaceutical companies that are only there for us. Profit was way in the background. They produced products that would absolutely, certainly cure us. And side effects were never mentioned. Politicians were, again, wonderful people, public servants. They were only there for us. They devoted our lives. And corruption, never mentioned. Corruption, nothing to do with us. That's what happened in foreign countries. As for religion, the one true religion, the Church of England. And all we had to do was follow very, very simple rules, and we would go to heaven. Absolutely. For certain. The Bible, the story of Jesus, absolute facts. No doubt. Until I left school, I never saw a person with a skin that wasn't ivory white, unless they'd been in the sun and they were glowing red. The word Jew I'd never heard about. And all those funny people with funny languages, they lived in foreign countries. They were foreigners, obviously lesser people, and were really only there were to serve the United Kingdom, England. As I said, I'm still adjusting. Seeing what I was told compared with reality. In fact, I don't think I know an honest person, and that includes myself. Over and over, I keep seeing that I take things for granted. And then if I check and look and say, do I really, really know that? And the answer is always no, I don't know. And not only that, I see that science is the same, and even religion is changing its mind. Nothing is the way it seems. And that absolutely includes what we call the human being. Very corrupt, dishonest creature. So when I talk about honesty now, there is the gross dishonesty that we're starting to get used to. We were told that banks were great institutions. Give them our money, they'll take care of it and increase its value. Now we're starting to see a very different story. And I think we've got to keep adjusting. Most people haven't got what I'm talking about now. They think they have, vaguely in the back, but they want to believe what they were told to believe. And it isn't like that. In fact, nothing is like we think it is. And if we don't adjust to that, what I see is we are, as a species, we're going to disappear, like all species seem to disappear. They develop to a certain point and then disappear. Not that it matters that much. But we have this potential, this possibility to go beyond that tipping point into something totally new. But for that, we need to wake up to reality. We need to read the alternative news, even if that might not be true either. We need a different perspective, because for sure the mainstream news, we know that isn't true. That's being run by people who want us to believe what they want us to believe. So how can we make a difference? The only way is in our own lives. We need to check our truthfulness, our absolute truthfulness. How many parents do you know that are 100% honest with their children? And how many children who are 100% honest with their parents? Look into it. Check it out. And relationships? A joke. We have to start with our own lives, at our own integrity, looking at what we know for certain and we don't know, which is practically everything. We do have examples of integrity on this planet. Mostly they're not the leaders. They're people quietly doing their thing, being available for other people, taking care, genuinely taking care, not to earn points in heaven, genuinely taking care from their heart. We have examples. We can take a look at our own life. Again, how much are we contributing to life compared with what we're taking? All of us. Hardly anything. We need to look at that imbalance, because that imbalance is not only unbalancing the world, it's unbalancing our own life as well. Take a look. The people that genuinely, honestly put back into the world, devote their lives contributing to the planet, they are fulfilled people. They have a depth about them, a light about them, a shine about them. Once again, nothing to be taken seriously. It's not that some people are wrong and some people are right. It's just that everything has a consequence. And some things work and some things don't. Very few people are happy, are deeply fulfilled. They're in tune with life. And the majority are not. And we need to take a look at our lives and how we're living. And what are we contributing, both to ourselves and to life, to this harmony, to this balance, so that our fears can dissolve and the delight that is life can be realized. And, of course, not to be taken seriously.